Greater integration. Jesus will use this to show that these are the signs of the community he will bring in the kingdom. Remember, when the messengers of John came to Jesus and asked him if he was the Messiah, St. Luke tells us his response was, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised." This was a messianic sign, but another was done. He cured 10, only one returned. Jesus comments on this, but continues with, "As none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God." His choice of the word foreigner is well considered. The great prophets of Judaism realized that God had formed and saved them for a purpose, not only to honor him, but to bring all the nations to him. Isaiah tells us, "A foreigner joined to the Lord should not say, 'The Lord will surely exclude me from his people.' And foreigners who join themselves with the Lord, then I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. For my house will be called a house of prayer for all peoples." Jesus' final words to the Samaritan, "Stand up and go, your faith has saved you," echoes what he has said to all those he has touched and saved. He belongs now to the kingdom of God, not to the community of lepers or indeed Samaritans. The question for us is, would he belong here? Are we the community for those who have found Jesus and now seek a place to know him? This question is not in isolation. In the context of stewardship, which we have been speaking about for the past few weeks, and I will need to change both my tone and my location. We now need to talk about money and mission. Registered parishioners who have received this card in the mail in the past week, you've been asked to review it and bring it to church today. If you did not receive one or have forgotten, I would ask the ushers to go through the church and to pass them out. If you have a pre-printed card, you have an indication of your donations to St. Charles and your contact information. We ask that you review it, think about increasing your contribution to the parish, and then write the amount you wish to give. If you have a blank card, or if there is incorrect or insufficient information, we ask you to fill in what is needed and to think about your yearly donation. If you are not a member of St. Charles, but you are a member of any parish in the Diocese of Brooklyn, you might start to listen now, because you're going to hear the same thing from your pastor in the next couple of months. We're a pilot parish, so we have to go first. While we're doing this, I'd like to share several observations. The extensive renovation of the church is being financed, at least in theory, by the rent from the school and the former rector. We depend on income from the parish to pay our bills and fund our ministries. This will not occur this year. The regular collections have declined. We have received very few extraordinary donations, and all expenses have increased considerably. This will require that we use some of the money from our rentals to finance day-to-day operations. This is a very clear warning sign. Also, our collections even before this were very low. The parish which I was assigned before coming to Brooklyn Heights in South Jamaica is about the same size as St. Charles. The regular income in 2014 was 20% higher. The fundraiser who was helping us told me that of all the parishes he has in this our program, we have small as regular contributions. I checked with the pastors, including some in distressed communities, and we trail behind the wall. There are no doubt many reasons for this, but an important one may be that we have insufficient understanding of stewardship and confuse pew rental with parish support. Many parishioners will donate when they are present at Mass, paying for the seat as it were, but do not give anything when they are not present. Therefore, our income is severely, if unconsciously, reduced. Just as with any other personal budget item, we need to look at parish support on a yearly basis. This is most efficiently done by making a pledge and fulfilling it regularly. I myself use the online giving option, which automatically bills on credit card at the beginning of every month. We look at what we can give and commit to doing it consistently, we will be able to keep all the money from the rentals flowing into the church foundation, pay our bills, also increase the services we provide for each other and the community. I'm so confident that we will do this, I have asked the parish leadership to develop a strategy. They will be asking interested groups in the parish to meet and develop programs and activities that feel most important to them. The first has already been announced to be begun professionals on Monday, November 4th. This is the second meeting with this group. We should have a more developed plan and action quite soon. Sean, the fundraiser scientist, went to that first meeting and said, but we have no reason to about people being articulate. We were very, it was very clear what people wanted. Another constituency to be consulted is married and children. I only have informal conversations with some of you, but we have been eloquent and specific, and good things will come. And finally, but not unimportantly, there is my own age group. We can become invisible. And Cedar Dominion, the former pastor of St. Charles, would only allow himself to be called a senior citizen if he could refer to younger people as junior citizens. He compromised with tenure. And I think that we should acknowledge the tenure citizens in parish, as well not only for the services for our needs, but opportunities to share our talents. No church can be complete without us. I hope you enjoyed saying that. There are other groups, but we will start here for now. We need to take the time to use our talents effectively. We also need to have a paper trail that proves that we have the numbers that have been claimed. The way the diocese takes statistics is six times a year we take account of the number of people in the seats. That doesn't work for us because we have people who travel so consistently. One woman who's rather active here told me she had a Christmas present. I said, what's that? She said, her. She'll be away from now until Christmas for work. Another woman who's again rather active won't be back until December 5th. We have other people, when I look at where the emails are open from, Shanghai, our people travel. We need to prove that we have 550 people that I claim we have. Although we never get more than within 300 on an average Sunday. Registration is the best way to do that. I presume somebody more digitally aware than I am would speak to the parish about opening the email every week is very good. Reading it would be nice too. But opening it proves that we have that someone has a connection with the parish, and we need that as much as anything else. So please fill out the card, even if you don't know what given, can't figure it out, out now, or are still experiencing it, or somebody on Mountain Rules as it is. The name and contact information is very important. We also need to ensure, remind you, that we need complete addresses. The post office will not deliver if there is any ambiguity. If you live in an apartment house, please tell us the room number or in a private house any necessary information. Thank you for listening. Please put the card in the basket at the offertory. And remember that our basic pledge is to Jesus, who is to create a marriage which we can walk along comfortably and to which we can invite others.